do you know what? I have no control over things like that, gentlemen. I do apologise. How about this, everyone? This is a red letter day. No, the sausage sandwich game apart. Oswald Ardiles and Ricky Villa join us. The first time, and we're absolute pleasure to have you here for whatever reason. Oh, hang on, they're talking in the background now, but it's absolutely a pleasure to have you here, both of you.
Thank you.
You can tell how many people are coming from other studios just to look in at you to see if you are real. And I've got no inference, and I'm not trying to put any spin on this, but we were talking in the few moments before we came on the air, and Ozzy just happened to start one of his stories was, after the Falklands War, which I thought was very bold of you. Don't mention the war, I thought. But that came in. Right, yeah. First story you taught us. And the first team you played after that was?
Millwall.
Yeah, he played Millwall. What? So
I don't remember.
So hostilities continue.
You remind me of Wembley. Well, the ground.
Exactly. Well, the other week I was at a wedding. You can't blame me. Speaking of which, you are here to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Great Wembley Stadium. Is that right, gentlemen? Is this what's happening? What are you doing in conjunction with that, for example, Ricky?
Wembley for me is, sorry for my English, the first
Please.
Thing I have to
I'm
say.
I'm sorry for my English.
I will translate.
Yes, I live in Argentina for the last 30 years, so my English is not really good. Mm-hmm. Never was good, but Wembley for me
it's
is...
It's better now, actually.
Do you tell you what, I'm absolutely honest, it actually sounds sexy, but continue.
The Wembley for me is the house of football, I say, you know. If we have to thinking about where the football star is in England, and Wembley is the house.
Even as a small boy, you were aware of this football ground on the other side of the world.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Yes.
Is that true for
Wembley
you too, was it?
Wembley is a history, it's football. It's impossible to say how is Wembley mm-hmm. if you were.
Because in this country, of course, we tend to take it for granted and think, oh, no, we've got to go to Wembley again. Not again, but it's a long way from us. But
yeah, definitely.
The same,
no,
yeah?
But Wembley is certainly the same. Wembley have something different. It's not only right now a beautiful, beautiful stadium, but all the history behind Wembley is very, very important. This is why they call it the cathedral of football in the world.
Still, do you think it's still, to different generations now, has that pull?
I don't know about the new generation, the Champions League is going to be at Wembley, for example, the final. So, yeah, it's a very, very special stadium. Of course, there are some others now that they're more or less in the same category, I would say. But Wembley is a little bit special.
It's
always.
Still, it's like Wimbledon, I suppose, recognised around the world. Did you know there's supposed to be a steam train buried underneath the turf? When they built the stadium originally, they needed a steam train to take the heavy goods around it. And when they finished it, they thought, we can't get the train out now. So they buried it underneath that's underneath Wembley Stadium.
That's a true story.
True story, yes it is. You knew that already, did you?
No, I didn't know.
There it is. And Britain was trying to build the Eiffel Tower once, its own Eiffel Tower, and it was on the site of Wembley. Mm-hmm. And they had to take it down because it never got
Is that
built.
Underneath there as well?
The spirit is of it. Anyway, but as ambassadors for Wembley, we couldn't be more honoured, as ambassadors for this, the sausage sandwich game... I don't know if you're aware. Does that get to Argentina too as a child? Did you dream of playing this? Don't answer that. Okay. What happens is I'm going to ask our two callers some questions.
Right.
And only you could possibly know the answer to. Right. And I'll take it in turns asking your questions. We're not looking for anecdotes or jokes, just the truth. Now, our player John is here. John?
Yes, hello.
John, how about this? This is, I'm trying not to gush too much, but, when you got Villa and Ardiles with you, then you've got something, haven't you?
This is absolutely, legends of the game.
I know, well, they try not to show us up, because they've never heard this before. I'm not sure you're playing against John, because my screen's gone blank, but you are playing for? Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Colchester United.
Okay, Colchester United. That's nowhere near Riddle, is it? Because this morning we're celebrating Riddle.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
It was a long shot always. Just before we continue, because we've lost our other player, who'll be right back with us. When did you gentlemen first meet? What was the first time you met?
The first time was when we were together in the national team in 1975. It was the first after the... Argentina had a very bad World Cup in 1974 in Germany. So the new manager made a complete new team. And
but you didn't know each other as, you know, young professionals on the way up? That's
No.
We live very far away, really.
Yes.
You born in Córdoba. It's about 700 kilometres from Buenos Aires.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I thought you'd just be, as teenagers, you might have been in the national side, but it wasn't. You were quite... Because I think you was like, if you forgive me, Laurel and Hardy. You're always together. You're sick of the sight of each other.
I hope that I am Hardy.
All right. Here's our friend Nick. Nick! Where are you, Nick?
I'm in a little village outside Nottingham, but I'm an Altrincham fan.
Okay.
Two guys played against back in the day in 79.
You saw them play?
They played against Altrincham, Ricky and Ollie.
Do you remember playing
it? 79. Do you remember? We drew it, White Hart Lane.
Really?
Yes. I remember it was an FA Cup game.
You drew?
We drew at White Hart Lane the first game, yes.
With Altrincham?
Yes. We beat them 3-0
in the second leg.
It doesn't matter about the second leg. I've suddenly lost all respect.
Very important, the first one. Yeah.
Arrived, so we were a little bit under pressure at the time.
Excuses. Yes, I've lost all respect for you. I thought it was a big deal.
I think it was a very big club at the time.
Really?
Yes.
Really, I don't quite remember that.
In the third division, but quite big club, say.
Well, from now on, Ricky, we're not going to talk about that goal at Wembley anymore. that fantastic goal. We're going to say, you drew with Altrincham?
I don't remember, really. My memory is very...
I'll bet.
I disappoint.
Particularly on that. Well, here's what's going to happen. John playing for Colchester, and it's our friend Nick, isn't it, playing for Altrincham? Okay, Nick, you're playing for Altrincham. You know how it works. I'm going to ask some questions now, and I'll start with Ozzy, if you will. And all we need is a straight answer. Don't answer until our friends have, because by anticipating what you say, they will score a goal for Altrincham. You're used to that. Here we go. John, you get the first go at this.
Okay.
It's about Ozzy Ardiles when he was a teenager, or younger than that, and he used to put pictures or posters on his bedroom wall, right? He used to put, we presume, pictures or posters on his bedroom wall.
Yep.
Would Ozzy have used, and I'll just need one answer from you here, when you think back on it, Ozzy, would he have used drawing pins, tacks or drawing pins, sellotape, or blue tack? Would he have used, to put his posters up when he thinks back, more than likely have used drawing pins, sellotape, or blue tack? John, what do you think?
I think he, back-to-basics kind of guy, drawing pins.
Drawing pins. And your mother would say, don't put pins in.
I wasn't allowed.
That. Exactly. And with dartboards for the same reason, say if you miss. So, Nick, you are left with blue tack or sellotape.
It's got to be sellotape.
Sellotape. And that'd have been, but then in that take...
Take the paint off. I wasn't allowed that either.
Take the wallpaper off. Ozzy Ardiles, when you used to put up pictures of Wembley Stadium, or indeed myself, I don't know, or perhaps Altrincham, you put them on your bedroom wall, would you most likely have used drawing pins, sellotape, or blue tack? What would it be?
Sellotape.
What does that do to the score, Lindsay?
It's Altrincham 1, Colchester United 0.
You see, and now these gentlemen are realising they're in a game.
History repeating itself.
It is, indeed it is. 1-0 or so now. Okay. And now, Ricky, here's your question.
I need help, please.
No, you've only got an answer. You can't be right or wrong. It's the truth.
Okay.
So, Nick, you're getting first shot at this.
Okay.
And it's about being hypnotised. Hypnotised. You know, either on stage or to get off smoking. It's about being hypnotised. Yeah, please translate if you want, because the way I talk.
Please. I need help.
Okay.
I need
in fact, that'll be a lot of fun. Do it out loud. So, okay. So the question is about being hypnotised. So.
It's sobre estar hypnotizado.
Okay. Now.
Hypnotizado.
It can be anything. It can be for, you know, cigarettes or just.
Para que no fumes.
Or a magician did it once. Just generally hypnotised.
Un mago.
Ricky Villa has been hypnotized. Ricky Villa has never been hypnotized. Yeah. Do translate that for me. If you're going to do that, I can speak Spanish in that case. Or he's been hypnotized more than once. It's happened to him more than once. Ricky Villa has, he's been hypnotized. He has never been hypnotized. He's been hypnotized more than once. Nick, what do you think?
Never been hypnotized.
Very bold of you.
Very sure.
You're one in front. John, you're left with, he has been, or actually more than once.
Oh, dear, that was my answer. Gone. I'm gonna plan for more than once.
That's a long shot. Ricky, and I'm speaking in fluently in Spanish. You've been hypnotised. You've never been hypnotised. You've been hypnotised more than once.
Never.
You've never been hypnotised. What does that do to the score?
Oh, it's Altrincham 2. Colchester United 0.
Ozzy, have you ever been hypnotised?
No.
Me neither, have you?
No.
Yes.
Have you?
Once before, I don't really want to go back there. It was in a bar in Benidorm, very classy.
Oh, I've not been hypnotised, but once for an addiction. I had that thing with needles. What is it? The
acupuncture.
No, heroin. Anyway, so now we come to the... Thank you. It's an old joke, but I enjoy it. Here we go. The score is... I'm sorry, I've lost the count of the score. What is it?
It is 2-0 to Altrincham.
Tell him in Spanish what the score is. Okay, coming back to you now, John, for a clean sweep. Yep. Or there may be a consolation in it for our good friends at Colchester. And it's about the sausage sandwich game. Again, how would you say sausage sandwich in your native tongue?
Sandwich the...
Salchicha.
Chorizo, salchicha.
Oh, chorizo, of course. Yeah.
Chorizo, yeah. Salchicha.
Chorizo or salchicha?
Sausage is salchicha and chorizo is chorizo. Yeah.
I should know that. I'm ashamed of myself. But anyway, it's a British sausage sandwich.
Yeah.
And I will go with you, Ricky.
In Spanish, please.
I'll go with you on this one. You gentlemen are wondering what on earth you got involved in, I know. But John, you know what's coming. If I offer our good friend here from Buenos Aires, I said, look, take that. This is none of your Fray Bentos from across the river. This is the real deal from across the river, I know. This is your British sausage sandwich. Does he ask for red sauce? Does he ask for brown sauce? Does he ask for no sauce at all? Could you say that in Spanish, just so we can all hear it?
Salsa roja, salsa marrón, o no... O no salsa.
Nada, o okay. Nada.
Salsa marrón. Isn't that something?
Nada.
Everything sounds so much better. John, what do you think? Is it salsa marrón? Is it red sauce? Or is it... Oh, I don't know what one it is. Is it red sauce?
Or nada.
Exactly, or nada. What do you reckon?
I think he probably had never had brown sauce before he came to England, and it was such a revelation he stuck with it since. So
very
brown
good logic.
Sauce.
What do you care? You're 2-0 up, you can't be beat. Oh, you're 2-0 down, you can't
yeah.
Win. Nick, you're left with red sauce or no sauce at all?
Well, being from Alti, we don't really do a lot of sauce on our sandwiches over there.
Don't you?
But I think it was probably red.
Okay.
On Ricky's sandwich.
Okay, so I'll ask you once again. If you're given an English British sausage sandwich, it's a delicacy in this country, you'll get used to it. do you ask for red sauce, brown sauce, or no sauce at all, my friend? What would be the answer?
No sauce at all.
Wow, what does that do?
There was no score there, so still Altrincham 2, Colchester United 0.
Well, Altrincham, you've brought back all the memories to our friends here. Not necessarily good. Although it's not your nadir, as we say. That would be that Chaz and Dave record. Full respect to Chaz. Thank you very much indeed, both John and Nick, for playing it. And it is the Wembley 90th anniversary final. I wish we had more time because there's a pair of you here and we've just been goofing around when there's so much to ask you. A great pleasure. You wouldn't believe some of the no good Nixon bums we've had doing this. You two, it's great of you to come in. And you've got, are you going around generally on publicity for Wembley?
We're going to be today in the London Eye, and we will finish at the end in Wembley. We do a kind of presentation with the ball, so it's going to be a good day.
Well, absolute pleasure and a treasure of memory to meet you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Ozzy Ardiles and Ricky Villa for both their first ever bilingual sausage sandwich game. We'll be right back.
Thank you.